last year was a record-breaking year for the lobbying industry. Businesses and interest groups spent $3.7 billion, more than any other year on record. And that was as lawmakers in Congress passed legislation to help the economy recover from the pandemic. And President Joe Biden tried, with mixed results, to pass his economic agenda. Now, reforms to the lobbying industry have fallen out of headlines in recent years. We want to talk about why and where those reform efforts stand today. And we want to hear from you. Are you concerned about the effects of lobbying on our government? Do you think it's important for businesses, unions, other groups to have a voice in politics? We're at 1-800-642-1234. You can always post on the Ideas Network Facebook page as well. Jim Thurber is our guest. He's a distinguished professor with American University's Department of Government. He's also the founder of the Public Affairs and Advocacy Institute at American University, where he teaches lobbying and ethics. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
First off, why do you think we saw so much spending on lobbying last year?
Well, lobbying usually goes up when there's a great deal of legislative activity and regulatory activity, which was going on last year. When we have a new president that came in and pushed through the COVID recovery bill, infrastructure bill, and tried to push through Build Back Better, which had tax and spending provisions, everyone got focused and they started spending more money. The money came primarily from business, not reform groups, obviously. And it came from, the big spender was the U.S. Chamber of Commerce with $66 million spent in 1 year, and then the National Association of Realtors. But pharma and pharmaceutical companies, but also healthcare companies were very involved because of a variety of issues like the pandemic and the regulations associated with vaccinations and masking and those things. They got involved. But Meta and Amazon and other high-tech IT companies were involved because they're getting pushback on privacy, pushback on buying smaller firms and becoming monopolies. So it was a active year. But to put it in perspective, the average amount of money being spent is about $3.5 billion. It shot up to $3.73 billion. Let me just say that this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole lot of activity in Washington that most people would say is lobbying, but it's not covered under the Lobby Disclosure Act or the Foreign Agents Registration Act. And so I would double 3.7 as to the amount spent last year.
So what impact do you think this has on our government?
Well, we have First Amendment rights. We allow people to organize and petition government to lobby. And everybody can do it, but it leans towards organizations that have resources, money. Doesn't mean that money buys influence, but it certainly buys access. And so it brings forward problems and solutions in government that are leaning towards those who have enough money to tell people about it. And so it really alienates a whole lot of people because they think government is bought, sold, and rented by specialized interests. It isn't. It's competitive. And yet we need, I think, to have reforms that enforce existing law, but also bring more transparency to what's going on. The bottom line is democracy is very fragile, as we've seen this year with respect to Trump's accusation that the election was stolen and January 6th. And just part of that whole picture, people who are sort of alienated towards government because they think it's all specialized interests doing this. I think we need more transparency. I'm a reformer. We need more transparency and more enforcement of existing law with respect to lobbying.
So how do you think about the last administration where there was this call to so-called drain the swamp, speaking to people feeling that government had been corrupted? What impact has that had?
Well, Drain the Swamp came about in about 2005. It was an expression by Pelosi. Major reforms went through. I helped work on them in 2007, implemented in 2008. And it was stated by Obama, who was one of the reformers during while he was a senator. And then Trump pushed it also. He had a whole series of reforms that he proposed. None of them were implemented. And in fact, there was an open revolving door from specialized interests to run the agencies that were related to those industries. There are 88 lobbyists that one day they were lobbyists, the next day they ran an agency. It became worse. The swamp had more creatures. They didn't drain it at all. Biden has been very quiet about that. He goes along with the reforms that Obama had, and he'd like to clean it up, but he has not made it as a primary focus of his administration. Too many other problems with the pandemic, the war, inflation, and a variety of other issues.
Sure. So with this, you know, as you mentioned, more money, big ticket legislation at stake, you know, attracts more interest, attracts more money into lobbying. I mean, can you pinpoint an exact impact, like a corrosive impact on our government by that increase in spending?
Well, that's a great question. Political scientists struggle with trying to define impact. I won't get into all the methodology of it, but let me say that I think the ultimate impact is that people don't trust government when they think that it's that big money buys access and influence. What big money does is it slows things down. It stops things. There are huge numbers of lobbyists against Build Back Better because it had to do with taxes as well as spending. And you don't see it, but it's there. And it's easy to stop things. It's very hard to push things. And so I think Americans see their problems in their lives, and they'd like to see some progress. And they see a Congress that's gridlocked, tied in the Senate, almost tied in the House, and with lobbyists having too much influence. And so I think that's bad for our democracy. The outcome of all of this is bad for our democracy. Now, on the other side, we need to have information and knowledge from those outside of government that are affected by the laws that are being considered. And so, therefore, we need lobbyists, but we need them, you know, environmentalists as well as pro-industry types. We need more competition among the various interests, and we don't have it sometimes. Sometimes it's quite lopsided, and certain areas are captured by certain industries, and they have the say, and others don't.
We're speaking with Jim Thurber, professor at American University, where he studies lobbying and political influence. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Molly Stenz, in for Rob Ferret. We're talking today about lobbying, its effect on our government, and efforts to reform the industry. We're speaking with Jim Thurber, professor at American University, and we want to hear your thoughts at 1-800-642-1234. Should there be stricter rules to limit the power of lobbyists and special interests they represent? Give us a call or give us a comment on our Ideas Network Facebook page. So, Jim, this is your expertise. You study this impact. What do you think needs to be done with regard to lobbying to restore that faith and that trust in American government that you were talking about?
Well, I think the primary thing first and foremost is we don't need to pass new laws. We need to enforce the existing law of the Lobby Disclosure Act. There's lots of people in Washington who are lobbying who are not registered, therefore we don't know what they're doing. Now, it probably is okay what they're doing, but we need to know more about it. We need to have more transparency, and therefore we need to enforce and have people who are lobbying actually register. Secondly, we need better definitions in the Lobby Disclosure Act, which regulates the industry, about who they're lobbying, what they're lobbying on, and how much they're spending. It's pretty loose. And under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, for the first time in 50 years, we've had a couple of indictments and convictions of people lobbying for a foreign country without registering, which is the law since 1938, since we had Nazis lobbying to keep us out of the war. One of them was Manafort, who was lobbying for Ukraine and not lobbying, and there are others who were lobbying for Turkey and others, and we need to enforce that, have better definitions within the Foreign Agents Registration Act about lobbying. It's very broad. It's so broad that sometimes people ignore it. But once those indictments occurred, by the way, all of a sudden a whole bunch of people in Washington registered under the Foreign Agents Registration. It got their attention. And now we know more. Over 800 new people registered under this act, and we know more about it. I think that scandal drives reform, and we have scandal up on the Hill right now with respect to members trading stock. We have a thing called the Stock Act that regulates that. But a couple members in Georgia from the Senate lost their race to a certain extent. It was so close. You could point to this by buying and selling stock when they knew about the pandemic. They had information before other people about the pandemic. We need to stop that. We need to have, and this is a proposal that's moving, have everybody, senior staff as well as members in the House and the Senate, put their investments in a trust fund, because there's a huge conflict of interest there. That's part of lobbying also. But the main thing I would do, although I'm in the reform area and I have a whole list of things that should be done that probably won't be done, I would enforce existing law. By the way, there was a major proposal called H.R. 1 that's referred to the first bill out of the House this Congress and last Congress to bring about reforms on lobbying, but also reforms on the administration of elections to improve access to elections and ensure security, and also on redistricting, have commissions do it, have better oversight over ethics in the executive branch and other things. It passed overwhelmingly in the House, and the minority leader, Mitch McConnell, said, "We will not take up anything in H.R. 1. And since the Senate is tied, it's very easy to stop legislation. And so nothing has started. So the Democrats are associated with reform. Doesn't mean all of them are for it. And the Republicans seem to be dragging their feet with respect to reform for lobbying and ethics."
We're speaking with Jim Thurber from American University, and we do have a caller for you, Jim. Let's go to the phones. We've got Nate in Milwaukee joining us. Good afternoon.
Hi, thank you. I'll try to quickly run through a few points for you. First, that historically it was arguably activist conservative judges that kept stripping away some of the rules about money in politics over the years. Also, a number of referendums have passed, including in Wisconsin, that were for campaign finance reform, and including some specifically stating that money should not be treated as speech. And just because it came up, I would argue that Manafort was not advocating for Ukraine, but rather a corrupt, pro-Putin former Ukrainian politician, which is a noteworthy point because of current events.
Right. So those are two good points. The second one I agree with. It actually was very technical. It was lobbying for a think tank that was associated with the past pro-Putin president. With respect to campaign finance, that's a whole area that needs reform. The Supreme Court allowed corporations and other organizations, unions, to use money as speech, and we don't know where the money is coming from into these super PACs. We don't know where it's going until 6 months after it's been done. It really has undermined transparency about campaign finance in elections, but it also undermines our trust in the whole system. I would reform that. Also, I agree with Nate, and thank you for calling.
And Jim, something you said earlier about Congress and lawmakers putting their investments in a trust fund. I'm very curious. We just have a few moments left, but I'm very curious how that would work in practice. Is there legislation currently to this effect?
There is legislation pending. It is not required now. I'm just advocating that they do it. Senator Ted Kennedy always put his portfolio in a blind trust. It can be done. It's easy. Carter, when he was president, put his investments in a blind trust. He actually sold his peanut farm so that there would not be a conflict of interest between what he was doing and peanut farmers in America. It's possible. And in fact, there's some bipartisan support for that reform. And as I started out with the hypothesis that scandal drives reform, well, there's been some scandal, a significant scandal about trades on inside information, not covered by the SEC, but on the Hill, and that both Democrats and Republicans would like to see that regulated. They differ on the details. And one of the proposals that seems to be moving, it is not law now, is to force everyone to have their investments in a blind trust.
So in the last minute we have, what are you watching most closely on Capitol Hill?
Well, right now I'm writing and watching about the Foreign Agents Registration Act, and it's niche, but I'm also looking at how Russia and China use our Foreign Agents Registration Act to throw pro-democracy groups out of their country. They use the actual language from our act to do that. I'm also looking at the implementation of the Lobby Disclosure Act. That's the major regulation over lobbyists in the United States, and I would like to see it spread to people who are obviously sure. lobbying, like strategic advisors and sure. coalition builders and social media sure. people that are in these campaigns. We don't know how much money is being spent in those areas. It's not covered by the act. I'd like to see it covered by the act.
We will certainly follow up with you on that and keep us posted. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Jim Thurber, an expert on lobbying and special interests, political influence. He is a professor at American University.